Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through a week focused on learning to rejoice, we're going to look at the topic of rejoicing without worry. As we work our way through this passage out of Philippians chapter 4, Paul says to be anxious about nothing. Quite a verse. Quite a statement. Quite a command. And we'll talk the rest of the week, at least the next couple of days, about how we're better able to do that. But today I just want to focus on that idea of rejoicing without worry. Now, I'm not talking about a life that's free of all concern. I'm not even talking about a life that doesn't have those moments of anxiety. As one who has dealt with PTSD and anxiety attacks and things in the past and have had to get some help dealing with that, I recognize there are things that go on in our life and in our mind and in the wiring of who we are that create differing levels of anxiety, of worry, of concern. But when it comes to rejoicing in the Lord, God's instruction is that we learn to cast our cares upon Him. That we seek the help that we need, that we find the resolution. That we can rejoice without worry, knowing that He loves us. Probably one of the most difficult things to hear when you're in the midst of any anxiety event is someone coming and says, well, God says to be anxious about nothing. I don't find that generally all that helpful. But what is often helpful is those that come along and say, how can I help? Or they may not say anything at all. But through observation and insight, sit and listen, or just sit. Or pitch in with tasks that they know need done. You see, rejoicing without worry, I believe, is kind of twofold. One is dealing with the worries of today. Jesus says to not be anxious or not worry about tomorrow, for each day has enough worry of its own. And in that specific teaching, there seems to be an element of knowledge and awareness that there's plenty to worry about today without borrowing from tomorrow. And sometimes we get caught up in those what ifs of tomorrow, that we add to today's worry unnecessarily. And so when we take this command to be anxious about nothing, I believe in the context of Scripture, in the context of Jesus' teaching, is we deal with today, and we deal with tomorrow. But there's another aspect of rejoicing without worry, and I see this from time to time when I was doing a children's ministry and youth ministry, I could see it in the children and the young people. When we would have times of worship and praise, and there would always be this tension of, what will anybody else think? And almost a looking around and see who else is singing. Listen to how loudly they're singing, how much they're really into it. You see, sometimes we worry about what others will think when we rejoice, when we praise and when we worship God out loud. And we become anxious about the views of others. We don't want to stand out. We don't want to be noticed. We don't want someone to make fun of us. And I wonder what would happen in our life if we lived life rejoicing without worry. A friend of mine and a former preacher and one of the ordaining elders when I was ordained into ministry. I've not called the number for a long time to know if that's still there, but the message on his answering machine, if you would call his house, you were always greeted with the verse that says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And you talk about rejoicing without worry, and granted, it was simply a recording, but there was a boldness about sharing the source of his rejoicing with all who would call. And I wonder if we hold back at times from speaking about our relationship with Jesus, from rejoicing in public when God does something good, something miraculous, something wonderful in our life. Whether we worry about what others will think when we give God the credit for walking with us through the dark valleys of discouragement, depression, and anxiety. You see, rejoicing without worry isn't only about reducing the worry and removing it from my life. I think it's about not worrying what others think. It's the old story of David dancing in the street. And Saul's daughter, his wife, was disgusted with him for such a show. Dancing in front of the peasant girls, as she would probably describe them. Being so undignified, it wasn't king-like. When I was in youth ministry, it was really big to talk about David dancing in his underwear. And unfortunately, that's, I don't believe, a very good idea of what he was doing. And to get that, he was dancing in his linen ephod. And the only place I find that described in Scripture is it was a garment for the priest. But regardless of what it was the idea that he had stepped down from his kingly robes and was rejoicing without worry among the common people. And it perturbed his wife to no end. But are we more like David, or are we more like his wife? Are we comfortable setting aside the pretenses of what people expect so that we can honestly worship God with all our might? Or do we see those that do that and look down with judgment, condemnation, disgust even? You see, rejoicing without worry says, I don't care what others think if it's genuine. I'm not talking about putting on a show or doing things that draw attention to yourself purposefully. I'm talking about honoring God with the way we rejoice. You see, God's desire is that we would rejoice without worry, that we would be anxious about nothing. So for those who struggle with anxiety, I'm not here to add to your anxiety, because I've been there. And I suspect I'll be there again. But I'm here to offer hope. That when God gives a promise, He provides the way. And it isn't easy, and it isn't magical, and it isn't without work and effort. But God wants us to believe and know that He is enough. And even in those times where our anxiety gets the best of us, He wants us to know we can still rejoice always. And when we learn to do that, I believe at least in that moment we can be anxious about nothing. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've created us, You've designed us, You've called us to Yourself. You've given us instructions and commands and promises that You will help us. Father, today as we talk about rejoicing without worry, I want to pray especially for those that deal with a variety of mental health issues, specifically those that cause increased anxiety, the PTSD sufferers, the those with anxiety attacks, and those that are simply chemically and physiologically wired in such a way that stress impacts them differently and in very deep ways. Father, I pray that this devotion about being anxious for nothing would not add to that anxiety, but would be an encouragement. That even in the middle of my deepest anxiety, I can rejoice in the Lord and find at least a moment of reprieve. But I can also learn to help others, to sit, to listen, to seek medical help when the symptoms are such that that's the only resolution. To recognize the realness, to make up words even, but the reality of those that suffer Father, that you understand. And Father, help each one of us to not add to today's worry by looking to tomorrow and borrowing from it. Or sometimes even adding to today's worry by looking at yesterday and carrying it with us. So Father, today I pray for those who struggle with various forms of anxiety that is beyond typical concern. May they know that they are loved and they are cared for. They are valued. That what is going on in their life is real and can be helped. But Father, for all of us, may we rejoice without worry, especially without the worry of what others think. May our rejoicing always be genuine. May our motives be pure. May you remove from us any element that would look to draw attention to ourselves on purpose, that would look to lift ourselves up, but we would be free from worry as we dance before the Lord with all our might. Whatever that looks like for us in our life. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our community, I know it's been a tough year for so many children and adults alike. The worry and the anxiety that the year of COVID has brought and heaped upon us. I pray that we look to you for the reminders and the knowledge of all of the things to rejoice about, even in the midst of a difficult year. And I pray that we would help our children to know that there is help when anxiety floods their minds and grips them in a life that they don't understand. And may we be those who love and care for and listen to our children. May we help them to handle today's worry and not be those that are responsible for heaping extra worry onto them. Father, in everything that we do, may we be mindful of one another. May we pay attention to the path and journey that others have walked. May we live with greater understanding and insight. Father, today as we rejoice without worry, may the entire heart behind doing so be to lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.